to say. A couple of things. So we'll do Chazar now. We're up to question 21. Right? I need a Yud Beis. So somebody can give me a pack of Yud Beis. Pack of 21. Tomorrow we'll have regular shiur, 11:30. I'm giving that other thing, but that's earlier. And then we're going to have a pizza lunch on Wednesday. Okay? Pizza will be on Wednesday, lunchtime. Okay? Didn't work out today, but it'll work out on Wednesday. Thursday, we'll have the Bechina, so start signing up in the morning. Right? And then when should we have the... And then we'll have a chumashir. Maybe we should have a chumashir like 11:30 to 12, or 12 to 12:30, because of mincha, something like that. We can even do it 11:30 to 12. Okay, so we'll have like from 9:30 till 11:30 the bechinas, and then from 11:30 to 12 we'll have the. The parsha, and then you'll have mincha, and then as Hashem, starting on Rav Harari, starting on Tuesday, January 2nd, B'shiyat D'Shmaya, Wednesday. Sorry, confused. Wednesday, January 2nd. All those that are here, and you can tell it to your friends, we're going to have shiurim regarding Hilchas Kiddush Levana, which I think is a good topic. Because very few people know anything about Kiddush Levana besides taking out a sitter and rugging. Yeah, the need that we have, but Tuesday is January 1st, so I'm giving you a share someplace else, and then. And Monday, if we're doing a new series, I'd rather not start on Monday than stop on Tuesday, and then, you know. But the Hilchos Nida will be regular. Hilchos Nida will be, goes throughout the, from 9:30 to 10:30, and then when we start the Kiddush Levana, that will be starting at 11. 11 to 12 in the classroom. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not Sunday. No. Okay. So, Peter and Karen LeDavid. Yeah. Karen LeDavid is a Rebbeinu Tam person. So he says the tinok that was born on Shabbos 13 and a half minutes before Tzeis HaKachovim is Nibol on Shabbos. Because he's basically like the Chasam Sofer, that on Erev Shabbos we're doing Malacha until 15 minutes before Tzeis. So that means it's Yom Gomer. So therefore, on Erev, on Motzai Shabbos, if the baby was born, even after Shkia, but before 15 minutes, 13, whatever, how many minutes does he say? He holds 13 and a half minutes before Tzeis. Right. If it was right. So if it's born any time before that, it's a Shabbos bris. Yeah, and yet Chachas Sofer Michas Kohen, page 22. And then he quotes the Michas Kohen thing about, you know, the Chachilim is supposed to do it before. Yeah, and then he quotes the Michas Kohen. How many minutes? How many? He says it's yeah, 13 and a half. Right, 3 1/4 mil is about but like the Chasam Sofer, he's like, in other words, Chasam Sofer is like a Michas Kohen person.
Right.
In other words, they're not doing it necessarily up to 58 and a half, but whatever you consider Tzeitz HaKochavim, whenever you see the Kochavim. And that's like the truth of Chasam Sofer Simen Pei. You should know that. Chasam Sofer Simen Pei. Somebody asks you, why are you daven Michas so late? What about the Chuvas Chasam Sofer Simen Pei? That's what you used to say in Or HaChaim. Of poppers, is that what you tell?
Maybe it's born on Shabbos.
If the baby was born on Shabbos after Shkia, towards the end of Shabbos, but it still is 13 and a half minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim, like a sort of a Michas Kohen type of Tzeis HaKochavim, then it would be okay. Yeah. That'll be a Shabbos bris. And then we said the Torah's Chemed. He also discusses the Rabbi Natan, and he's the one who points out that the Maram Rutenberg is the precursor to that Shita, that when it's Zol Vadayom, sort of like a Mechas Kovin. It's Vadayom for, say, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 38 minutes, whatever, and then you have the 13 and a half. That's what Rav Harfin has told me. So it's 50, so if you hold 51 in the summer, it's 8.5, and then you deduct around 13, so it's 38, so it's 37 and a half, whatever. So the case I had, I told you, when a baby was born 33 minutes after Shkia, so Rabbi Harford has told me I shouldn't have them do the bris on Shabbos. It was 33 and a half is the, in other words, it still could be considered Vadayom if you're a Rabbi Natan person, but since we have this thing that, we're not going to do Rabbi Natan Lakula, so then we're not going to do the bris. Even though Rabbi Yosef says, no, you have no right to say that. You have no right to say that, because then you're being makel on Mila Bismana.
So the difference that the Torah's comment is
bringing the Maram Rutenberg as the source of the Michas Kohen. But the, and then, okay, that was 13. Yeah, someone had 14. Do you want to give me? Yeah, 12 we finished. Who? Yeah. Rabbi Yosef says 20 minutes after Shkia, Shabbos bris. Rabbi Yosef in Israel. Here, maybe a little bit, 25 minutes, whatever. Well, Ravadi Yosef says we only follow Rabbi Natan L'Chumra on Motzai Shabbos, but the Iker Adin, the Minig in Yerushalayim and Israel is like the Gaonim. Yeah, so that's why he holds that if it's... Oh, no, I'm sorry, the baby was born on Friday. Friday, 20 minutes after Shkia. Saturday at 30 minutes after Shkia, then he would say it's a Sunday bris. I don't know, it's not simple matters. I don't know. You know. And the whole, you know, machlokes he had with Rabbi Tzion Abishol, Rabbi Tzion Abishol says, no, 20 is too little. You got to do at least 27, 28. It's not like Rabbi Tzion Abishol was requiring 50. He was just saying, you know, yeah. But, okay, what can I tell you? Now, what about the Shud Ma'arif? What does the Shud Ma'arif hold? He holds a very long shita. How many?
18
degrees. 18 degrees. For a town. That's what?
90 minutes.
If you hold 90 minutes. If you hold 90 minutes, it's 4 mils, so it's 22 and a half. So then by degrees...
18.8.
Yeah. And what's the 19.8? He has 19.8 in the Olivia, right? Is that...
18.8 would be closer to
90.
18
was... 96. 96 in degrees, you mean?
You have the chart.
Who has the chart here? You have the Leo Olivia's chart? So that's the Shud Ma'arif, Akiva, that, yeah. Give it to the Ferrari. He keeps absolute darkness.
No, sorry, 19.8
is 90 degrees. 19.8 is 90 degrees. So if you do that in degrees... So then it's going to be probably more than the absolute darkness.
Could be, yeah, sometimes.
Or sometimes. Probably 99% of the time it'll be more than absolute darkness.
And higher a little bit.
Because 16.1, part of the year, 16.1 is even more than absolute darkness.
Not in New York. It won't be in New York.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Ma'arif. So Ma'arif is working with 90 degrees? And therefore, oh, but he says 18. So how many 18 degrees? So how many minutes is 18 degrees?
I don't
know. Well, 81 minutes. So where does he get 81 minutes?
I don't know where that comes from.
Well,
I'm sure that comes from. I'm not sure where it is.
Whose is this? Who's yours?
No.
Okay, now, what about the Av Bezdin of Konigsberg? You say, is 90 degrees. So if you do the degrees, would it be absolute darkness?
Yeah, in New York it definitely
is. The whole year. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I hear what you're saying.
And the Av Bezdin of Konigsberg, what does he say? He says, well, he quotes the Gemara, right? The Gemara says that you have 4 mil. 432, 4, right? And then there's a sheet of 5, 5, 30. So, as the Konigsberg says, you should keep an eighth of the day. In other words, an eighth of the, between Shkia, between Nath and Shkia, whatever, you take the amount of hours, and you take an eighth of that, and that's how you have to, how much you have to be Mosif. And that's called the Achtel. He was the, according to the Sefer Zman Mavana, he's the one who does the Achtel. And that's what many briskers do.
Is that Shos Kranios?
No, it's not the same as Shoz Manios, right?
No.
Achtel is not.
Do you calculate this based on Shoz Manios, or just the 1/8 of
the... 1/8, that's it. Yeah. And some take a sixth. That's supposedly Reb Chaim. Yeah, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim would do a
sixth.
Now, sixth is... that would be absolute... would that be after in the summer?
It would be after.
Yeah. Yeah. Reb Chaim had a clock? What did he have? A regular clock.
Grandfather clock.
So a lot of but the briskers today keep an achtel, you see. So who keeps a zextel today? You don't even keep it. He doesn't. You're too makel. You don't keep a zextel.
After absolute darkness, there's no reason to keep
it. That's his wife said, right? Simon. What she said that about 90 over. Moshe said after 72, he feels there's no reason to keep anything more.
Who's that?
But Moshe Feinstein.
Yeah. It's still 90.
Yes, after 72 Shabbos he holds, because he holds 50 is really enough. So 72 is already a gross of chumrah. So he says it's good to do that, but beyond that, so I think it's good to keep 72 minutes. And then as you grow older, you can keep 16.1, and then maybe one day 19.8. And, yeah, you keep going. The Or Meir is number 25. Tzeis HaKochavim, he holds this, he holds like Rabbi Natan's 4 mil, 16.1 degrees, and then you keep 16.1 wherever you are. So you get it further away that you're going to be from the equator, the slower you're going. So then it's going to be a greater and greater amount of time.
So the 4 mil is really not in the picture, because depending where you are, depending if you're north or south, at 4 mil you may not be at 16.1 yet, giving you further north. You may walk 4 mil quicker than it takes for the sun to descend 16.1 degrees.
Right.
So,
no, but it'll just be much longer.
Yeah.
16.1 could be...
It's more than... You go up northern Europe, the 16.1 will take much longer than
right.
4 mil.
Right.
And there's the stroll.
4
mil. I don't know. Are there any specific communities he has it in his safer. I should bring it. The safer. Maybe tomorrow I'll try to bring it. There's mine in Bahavana. Are there any communities as a community that does 16.1? Probably not. Yeah, that's a rough horizon. Probably not. Yeah, Rabbi Bleich, he keeps this. Rabbi Bleich says Rabbi Meir Posen is the correct shita. That's what he holds. And if you're not keeping Rabbi Meir Posen, then you're not keeping Rabbi Natan.
What does Rabbi Bleich say about the fact that before they
could
count degrees, nobody was keeping their time?
Simon already answered that one, that they always look at Shifu at the level of the three Kochavim and Shifu Le Myra.
Oh,
so
that ended up being synonymous with
the... you'll get what? That'll be 16. Yeah, that'll be
the level of darkness.
It'll be
the
level of darkness.
Same thing.
That'll be the same thing, because then you'll be able to see those stars, because the sun is so, and then that'll be 16.1. So if you didn't see the star,
that's
Oros Chaim. Yeah. I told you I once went with my friend Rabbi Rafi Fink. We went to Rav Nissen Alper to ask him a question. Zmanim, about sea level, this, that, and he said, I didn't hear, my friend was asking about, how do you follow the Shkia based on where you are. He says, you should look at the Sefer Oros Chaim. That's what he recommended to look. So you see from there that he held from the Sefer Oros Chaim. So what can I tell you? Akiva? Yeah, closer to the grave, that it's the thing, then it should be less than three quarters. Yeah, well, like what place is there? Places that Jews live? The close. Where?
Chile.
Chile? So Chile gets dark very quickly.
Well, depends on Chile.
Well, so 16.1 is in Eretz Israel. But it'll be less than 16. Because if you close the equator, then you don't have to do 16.1. No, you still have to do 16.1, right. It'll be just going quicker, yeah. You'll still do 16, right. Then, question 26, 27, and 28 are one shita that they want to say, and Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman is into this shita, because from Moshe Mordechai Karp, he holds very strongly from Moshe Mordechai Karp. Most people didn't even hear Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp. No, he's a Talmud of Rav Yashiv. Not that, it's a different, yeah. So Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman, he has a whole shelf of all the Svarim of Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp. Right? Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, So, in fact, he got my son a Bar Mitzvah present to one of the Svarim of Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp. So he wants to suggest that maybe there's no machlokas between Rabbi Natan and the Gra, and Rabbi Natan's sheet is that Shkia Rishona is not Shkia Sachama, but Shkia Rishona is 3.25 mil before what we call Shkia. And therefore, the three. But this is Baruch Zeruah says the Meiri, the Bnei Tzion, they all have this kind type of idea. So Bimela, it'll come out the same as the Gra, because the Gra holds 3/4 after Shkia, Rabbeinatam also holds. It says Rabbeinatam Shkia Rishon was earlier. Okay, it's not the... In the Sefer Hazmanim Havana, he writes, this is a Shita that was what? Lo Mekubal B'Beis HaMedrash. Yeah. Yeah, would that mean, according to these sheetas, he's asking whether you can be Mekabel Shabbos 3.25 mil before Shkia? Maybe. Okay, then we had to say from Menach Yoma, question 29, that is Rav Gettinger from the West Side, who was the president of Ezra's Torah, after the Tira of Maran Harav David Lifshitz, that's all.
Rav
Henkin. That was before.
Before
Yeah, it was Rav Henkin, and then first it was Rabbi Riff, right? He was what? He was the father-in-law of Rabbi Gettinger, right? Right. And then it was Rav Henkin, Rav David, and then Rabbi Gettinger, and now Rabbi who? Rabbi Litlock. But then he moved out of the Lower East Side, in Pomona. Yeah. What can I tell you? So he wants to say, Rabbi Gettinger, that if the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gro would have met together, they would have had the same Zman for Tzeis HaKachom. So that's similar to what all these other people are saying. I don't know. And Lesson 30, Moshe Mordechai Karp. 30, that's the same Shita. It's also quoted in the Kodesh Or Yisrael. Or Yisrael is from where? There's a Torah journal that comes out where? But question 31, the Maran Al Shakar, he's the one who says that the Gaon Sheet is that right by the Shkia, is the three-quarters of the mill right by the Shkia, what we call sunset. And Rav Avadi Yosef says, so therefore three-quarters of the mill is right away, and then Rav Yossi is right after. It's not even 5 minutes. Harari told me Rav David Feinstein said that Rav Yossi Shita is at most 5 minutes after Rav Yehuda. Right? But the Gros does not even, right away. So then, according to the Gaon, and the Maharam HaShakir claims that the Gaon of Shita is at Shkia, so Mavela lasts 18 minutes. 18 minutes is already what? Tzeis HaKachom. It's already Tzeis HaKachom. Yeah. So it was very well shocking, basically, is quoted in the shock, and basically, whatever we call the Gros Shita, Maharam HaShakir is claiming that's the Golden Shita. And that's where Avad Yosef Paskins, and that's the early. How many degrees did we say that was?
29.
The Shita of the early Shita, was that 4.5? Yeah, was that 4.5 degrees? Someone just had the packet. 4.81. But the problem is that you don't see the stars then. So Ravadi says you only have to see the stars. Ravadi told me that also. But then Ravadi told me something else from Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe said you don't look at the stars here. You look, upstate. And that's where you look at the stars.
If there's a blackout, that's for sure.
That's what you can do. You can look at the blackouts are not good. Meaning, you need to see the stars, but you could see the stars if you have good eyesight or you. Yeah, so that's the Orlesio. He says, no, you can't see the stars, so it can't be 18 minutes. It can't be 20. So in other words, he thinks that you shouldn't do a bris. If a kid was born on Friday, 20 minutes after Shkia, Ben Tzion Abba Shaul says you do it on Sunday. I mean, that's what most people in the world would say. You do it on Sunday. That's what I would say. So, on Sunday. But, so the Oral Tzion says, so what's the answer to the Gaonim? It must be that either the three-quarters of the mill don't start at Shkia, they start later, or Either Shkia is not where Tzeis HaKachavim is earlier. Just back in a second. Well, I did already. I'm up to Zion. Good Zion, everybody. Yeah. So, in other words, so we'll see. I mean, either he holds like Rav Tukhachinsky, and Rav Tukhachinsky says that it's the man of Rav Yossi, it's not right away after. So, and if you hold like the Alter Rebbe, you know, you get 4 minutes, and then 20, that's 24, and then maybe a minute for Rav Yossi, 25. And America, you can add on another 5 minutes. For the altitude of differences.
Sure.
But not more than five, right? So that's why Chazan Hess likes to point out that that in the electronic thing by the block-based measures, it has, what, 30 minutes?
Yeah, all year.
So it's probably not the Gra, it's probably the Alter Rebbe. That's why, because that's what used to be checked off from the, well, they used to keep the Leo Levy thing in the base ledgers. I think they would check off maybe based on Rosh Hashanah or whatever. They would
the Alter Rebbe can get up to 32 in the summer. Right. So it's not 30, can't be. Sometimes in the summer we wait another.
But Rav Meir Posen has another shita. That's on question 36, which will tie into 34 and 35. That the Gaonim shita is 3/4 of a mil, but not like the Maram Al Shaka that it starts right away. 3/4 of a mil, because he says the definition of Shkia is not Shkia Sachama, but what? Shkia Sa'or. And that's what Tosa Rosh said. That the sheet of Tzeis HaKachavim, the Kohanim Ochel Mitzvah Moson, is because that he holds that Blah Shemesh is Bias what?
Oro.
What does Bias Oro mean? So he explains that if the sun sets, basically nothing's happening. For 15 minutes after, then you get those rays, which he fingers like fingers. And then the rays start diminishing. Around 15 minutes, it takes like a half an hour or 20 minutes for them to diminish. So the first 15 minutes is Vada Yom, and from 15 to 35 is Reina Shemoshos. So that's another way of being Miyashe the Gonim with the Metzias, to say that the that it starts later. So Rav Harfenis, so that's what Rav Haigon says in Tos Zarash, that Tzeis Kachavim because Bias Oro, but if because you need that, so that's going to be later because it's not enough Bias Shemsho, you need Bias Oro. Now how do you miyashe the Gaonim with the Metzias? Because that's the problem we have with the Gra. So either you say like Rav Tukhachinsky that that 3/4 of a mil is only hechse value of vishul matachto, but that's not seitzer chachom. And then you make seitzer chachom and muflog, and then you'll get something closer to the metzias. Or you say like Rav Issa Zalman Menzel said, that our eyesight diminished. Or you say like the Ormeya, that Tishka Chama is not Gufa Chama, but it's the Hurei Chama.
The Ormeya.
Yeah. And then we said, what is the Balatanya? We said over his Shita, he gives the 4 minutes to everybody. The Alter Rebbe gave 4 minutes, page 19. I'm telling you, there was a whole mice, I don't want to say where, but there was a whole mice, there was a baby was born, I think it's Sunday, a couple of minutes after Shkia, and there was a certain Choshen Rav, that Pasuk at least considered the Alter Rebbe, that they could do the first next Sunday. Because the Alter Rebbe says 4 minutes, because the Alter Rebbe also holds it in the ray. He says, when did the sun rays? When you look on the top of the hill in Yerushalayim and you see that the light is diminishing, so that is the definition of Shkia. But before that, it's Vada Yom, so he says it takes 4 minutes till the light diminishes. So therefore the first 4 minutes is Vada Yom, and then you have the 20 minutes and another, what else? 20 minutes and what else?
2 minutes for
Rabbi Yossi. 2 minutes for Rabbi Yossi. That's what he writes? Who writes? What? 4 plus 18 plus 2. 8. So 22 plus 2 is
24.
And the Shvili Dovid also holds that it doesn't start with the setting of the sun. He says it's also. Also played. It makes sense. Unless you say the Rav's stickle tighter, that nothing really happens when the sun sets. Nothing happens. We're on the horizon. So what? The rays are still going up. Unless you say like Rav Salvation, that it's a din, that Lila, it's a Morah, Chata, Morah, Lila, Moshav, Riyor, Morah, Chata, Lila, Moshav, Lila. So if you can't see the Morah, Chata, that's why Harry explains the shot. But others don't work with that. They say if you hold this BS or, so then it's not shy. There's no difference in the or between before Shkia and after Shkia. So it must be that difference only is taking place later. So the Golden held that we Mikir did, we don't have nothing to do with the ball. It all has to do with the or.
Why did the Shulchan Aruch say 4 minutes, but the Orbeir said the same idea of 15 minutes, that about the same degree of light when the 4 minutes after she the two sheets held basically saying about the consultants, right?
Yeah, but he's saying it's the
you have the Nitzotos for 15 minutes.
You first get the Nitzotos for 15 minutes.
Right.
And he's saying no. He's saying it's 4 minutes when the
ball of the sun goes down.
No. After the ball of the sun goes down, it takes 4 minutes till the light on top of the tree are
disappeared.
And his chiddush is that even if you're not in a place where there's harem, you still follow the harem of Eretz Yisrael.
Achas
silu gubias or me rosha ilanus. In the, where is it? Not in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, but it's in the. It's in the Torah Or. It's in the Torah Or. And the Shvile David says a different pshat. What does the Shvile David say? He says also that there's a difference between Nigga Ben Shmuel says John says Ragufi says El Kavan Mishetishka Haidim Achaker Prey Mizra Cholzman Shapanam Adim in Ben Shmuel. I'm a more miyad Achashkir. What's going on? Adam is Mizra Einu miyad Achashkir. Achashkir Einu Madim. Rags Horis Hashem Ashiyesh. The Achaker Madim. As Moshe Ben Shmuel. So what is he saying? On page, hey, help me out, guys. On page 10. He says, because the Gemara says, Tishka Chal Bnei Mizrach Madimim, that's Bein Hashmoshes. But it's not Madimim right away. The Adamus Mizrach Enu Miyad HaShkia. The HaShkia Enu Madim. Rak Zahoris Hashem Shesh. Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah, so why it gets more red later when the sun is... Why does the redness happen later?
Because the rest of the sky gets darker, so it becomes more apparent. Kind of like the rays.
In other words, the rays, you're going to see first.
There. Red's always there, but you can only see it.
But it's only going to be like red when it's darker.
That's what we're going
to find. With red. And where's the red? In the east. Sorry, so he's saying that it doesn't start right away with the Madimim is only later. And then we did question page 7. That Vashemesh V'Tahir, right? The Pasuk in Emor says when a Kohen becomes Tamei, he goes to the mikvah, so he has to wait till Erev Shemesh. So Rashi understands the Gemara means Seis HaChacham. This is Vashemesh V'Tahir. So the way the Rashi learns the Gemara is the Gemara is questioning. We might have Yivah Shemesh be a Shimsho. How do you know it's Seis HaChavim? Maybe it's Via Zoro, meaning the next morning when you bring a korban, which you need to bring to eat kachin. But he's saying, the Gemara says, how do you know Truma? You don't have to wait till the next morning. So the Gemara says, Yivah Limkra V'yitar. By V'tayer, Via Shimsho. And Tosis learns the Gemara, how do you know Yivah Shemesh means Seis HaChavim? Maybe it means Shkir Rishonah. Because maybe Baal Shemesh just means the setting of the sun, not the Baal Shemesh. And then the Gaonim had another gear, so quoted the Baal Amor. That how do you know it's Bias Oro? Because Bias Oro says a Kachovim, that's Bias Orum, maybe it's only Bias Shemesh. And you see that the idea of Tseis Kachovim is Bias Oro. Meredith. And then the Groshita is. That we discussed is three quarters of a meal right after the taste. right after Shechiyah. And then Rav Yossi is right after that. And the main problem the Bro had on the Rabbeinu Tam is that you do 72 minutes and you do LP degrees, like the Jordan Jones says, you're supposed to do LP degrees. So then in the northern countries, it's going to be ninth when it's already the next Yom in that place, which is obviously counterintuitive, that it first becomes ninth, but when it's which is so that's what Rav Menashe Klein says, that you should always do Shabbos for a minute time, so you don't have a question. Rav Menashe, that's what? Only sweep it. That's all. But the Chofetz Chaim Zot. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim said in the Sefer HaMishor. He says, minimum is 72 minutes, Shavuos. Only in Minsk and the Roman Brisk, we were at 9, which is where I pointed out they would do 4. They would do an Achto, a Zechto, or even Menashe Mazik said they would do a Dvorsky, there's no kind of a Zechto. And Rav Yechiel Michal Tuchchinsky called 8.5. But you gotta realize 8.5 he only said for Shabbos. This is Kochavim Tan, as I've already pointed out, right? But for other things, it was what?
Is that the 46?
Rav Yechiel Tuchchinsky.
It's
Tan, so what's made of him? Yeah. So shorter. So 8.5 is say to Kachavim that I told you this Marsavis Man Bavana says that could range from 41 to 51 minutes. 8.5. So for Shabbos you should at least keep 41 minutes the equinox days and the winter watch, 46. How much is here? The middle sheet, there.
46.
So 41 is the equinox. And 46 is the
summer.
Is the December 23rd or something. And then the summer is 51. So it would be good, at least you should always keep at least 51. But you want to keep 72. And then, keep
64. What about 18 degrees? We have those.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just found out that absolute darkness is
18
degrees.
Why 18 degrees?
18 degrees
is absolute darkness?
Yeah.
Astronomical twilight?
Yeah, here.
I'm reading from a Ferrari poem. It says... Sunset, sunrise, daily disappears, the sun below the rise. Night occurs when the sun reaches 18 degrees below the horizon. 18 degrees is what? Well,
astronomical.
Absolutely. 18 degrees, absolutely. So not bad. You keep 16.1. Because, of course, you don't need to keep 18 because that's. You only need 3 stars. 18 would mean all the stars. Absolute darkness. It's not going to get any darker. But it's interesting. Rav Moshe writes, that at 15 minutes, it's like as dark as the middle of the night. The Harari says, but it's not so. So what would Moshe say back? Moshe will say back, the Torah is given to the, like Rav Henke's right, to the Hamonam. The Hamonam can't tell the difference between the darkness of 15 minutes and the darkness of 8 hours into the night. Right? That's what Moshe will say back. Because it's not really so. That the darkness of 15 minutes is not the darkness of Harari, it's not absolute darkness. But Moshe would say, the Hamonam can't, like, what's going to be dark at 50, you're not going to be able to see what you're trying to do. So that's why Moshe says 50 is enough. 50 is enough.
Does he use the same logic for against the degrees? Like, Hamonam will be able to detect the degrees?
Yeah, that's probably the same idea, like we were discussing. Yeah, but the only thing is, like I just mentioned, Hamonam could measure the, because if they look at the stars in the west, they'll see. They will be able. There is a way of telling.
I'm wondering, is the Urbanum 16.1, is that Bainum, or is that Bainum?
That's probably maybe. Right. So how much? Another 10 minutes or something. Oh, so that's a... So you should talk to Stephen 18. But when you go to Eretz Yisrael, I want you to notice the darkness.
It's
terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. But the shita of the Shemadar Parat by 4 minutes after Shkia, that's worldwide. Why doesn't that depend on whether you're out of the mouth or in the battle?
Because
the whole luck is there.
No, but that's what I think Rabbi Harford is something similar, but he's not saying that, because he's saying it's the amount of time that it takes for the rays to go beyond. So you don't see the rays above the mountains. The summer.
But where do we differentiate between the valley and the mountain?
We need a separate shear on that.
We
didn't do that.
What do we hold on up on when you finish the fast?
So the fast is yeah. So that's already, you know, some could keep 10 minutes later, 10 minutes earlier. Right, so the fast could be like 10 minutes before that. Oh, that's what it says? And how many minutes is that earlier than the Shabbos?
In Megillah, the last reading of the last rule was 5:19. I assume that is 20.
So that's 4. 5:19 is
20 minutes away.
And this is 20 minutes early.
That, yes.
5:19 is how many minutes?
5:19 was, I think candlelight was 4.
It was like 4:30.
4:30.
So it's a little bit earlier. So 7. Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman told me in his shul he tells Shabbos ends at 8:45, and Tanius I think he does 7 degrees. 7 degrees. So 7 degrees is how many minutes? Huh?
30.
30? Yeah, 7 degrees is 30? 32. Okay, so that's... And you want to do the gra, so that's 25. When? I probably 10 o'clock midnight. That's
no.
Oh, I do Glock.
Even though you're not.
But Glock is the latest minion on campus. It's an hour after. Shkia. No. Yeah, but I still don't do malacha for. Of course, I said something. But Atachar Matana has no bearing Uchara if it's still Shabbos. So for the rice of malacha, you know, if you're choshesh that it's still Yom, it's not going to. Atachar Matana is meaningless.
It's a plug. It doesn't work early. It's not like a plug.
Yeah, to say it even a plug.
Yeah, well,
okay, okay. So Rav Moshe, we got up to question 43. So Rav Moshe, tomorrow we'll continue and keep chazering, and then we'll have to do also the Shiur Halacha and the Yodhi Diyoma. Again.